The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah. Doing good.
Great songs.
It is, right? Right? And the best. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, live from Trinitas Regional Medical Center with Al Gattulo to my right. Joey Sebilia is to my left. Debbie's on the roads. And Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us this hour. And we appreciate your phone calls as well at 877-970-2999. I haven't had a chance to talk about the news because we've been going every which way. Love being here at Trinitas. And a big thank you, Frankie V, for putting together. Frank Volpe put it together. Appreciate it. Doug, always appreciate it. And certainly the CEO. The Gatorade has arrived. See, look at it.
Not one, four Gatorades. Look at,
thank you. Thank you. You like my, you know, this is the lovely gal that actually, she's the boss over here. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
She's the one that runs Mr. Horan's office, right? And but then before I say your name, the proper pronunciation for your name. Oh, that's a beautiful name for a beautiful girl. Orietta. Orietta has been the one thing she likes about me is always, oh, you are great on the radio? No. You're great on stage, Joe? No. I like what you did before? No. My blue shoes. It's the blue shoes. Am I right?
Yeah.
Orietta, I love you, girl, man. You're the best. You're the best. But I got them on for you today. You know what I did? Boom! And they're fugazis. They're not real alligator. I go, oh, you know what? I wish I could. It was really, I can't, you know, they're going to whack an alligator to put on my feet. I don't know if I, yeah, you know what? Yeah, plus that. It doesn't too expensive, right?
They're really fake. You might say they're a croc.
Yeah, they're exactly right. Man, I will never wear Crocs.
No.
Again, looking
hideous.
At me. Yes, I wear Crocs. They're very comfortable. Thank you.
With the compression socks.
Yes.
I love it. Orietta,
don't knock the compression socks.
Thank you for the Gatorade. Salute. And thanks, Orietta.
Don't knock the compression socks. Yeah, they're a game changer.
I should get them.
Well, if you have issues with your feet, yes.
And you have nice legs, though. Show off your legs.
Not that I need to know if you have issues with your feet. It's none of my business.
Yeah, issues with my feet. I don't have a foot masseuse.
She's not a foot masseuse. She's a reflexologist. There's a difference.
A foot masseuse.
No, that's when you go to a place like Hand and Stone.
Wait. Hi, Christiana. Would you massage my feet?
Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Christiana.
Christiane. Like Christiane Amanpour.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
She's not reporting from the Middle East, though. So, but she's originally East German who came to this country many, many years ago. Mm. What? What's the laugh? What's the laugh? Don't do a spit take. I know you're having your Gatorade.
Wait, that is hysterical. She's from East Germany.
She's from East Germany.
Does she take the steroids before or after?
No,
she
doesn't take steroids. However, we are the same. We're actually the same age, and she grew up in East Germany during a time when it was, you know, it was a horrible place to grow up in.
She has taught
me more about the communist bloc and how things were in her country before she moved here. Than I would ever get in a history lesson.
We're on our way, Al. So she'll.
Are we really?
She'll feel comfortable. Yeah.
You think so?
With this presidency, are you kidding me? I'm looking. We paid hackers. Joe, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you gonna say?
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
Important. Okay, let's go on to the hackers.
You, thank you.
I'm sorry. Well, no, what were you saying?
I'm abused. I'm just abused. Yeah. I want to go to the wound center because I feel wounded.
Great joke. Yo, you, we love you, man. Hey, you know what? It's so funny. It's like that's what Sammy always said on stage. Sammy Davis in the Rat Pack, you know.
Yeah.
He'd go, hey, and he would, he, but he would wrestle, you know, Mr. Sinatra.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
You may be my leader, but I'm going to punch you right in the mouth, he would say. Right?
Sammy was his own person, yes, much like was. Frank, and he stood up to him a couple times.
Thank
Frank
you.
Didn't like
Thank
it.
You. And he doesn't get enough credit for that. You're absolutely right. Sammy, the
I
great,
love you, Joe.
The
I
great Sammy. I love you right back, man. Hey, this Colonial Pipeline extortion situation where they paid $5 million. I have never been, and I have to tell you, and I love you for listening as well, is when you're sitting there and you're watching the man that's supposed to be president of the United States, and they ask him questions, and he says, first of all, well, I shouldn't be taking questions. They're going to get mad. Who is going to get mad? Who is going to get mad? President Xi's going to who's going to get mad?
Hillary.
He's the president. Hillary shows up, man. Who's going to get mad? Who's going to step in?
Do you think she's screaming at the television set?
Or Joe?
Or Joe, right. Well, but do you think she's yelling at the TV set? Like, that should have been my job.
Is Jill like there? Is Jill saying, oh, just who's going to get me? He's the president. So what do you think? Stay with me.
Right.
What do you think? And I don't want to get too political. We have a lot to get into today. But what do they understand that when a president says that other countries are watching? And you have to be direct. This is what I liked about the previous administration. God forbid you mention his name. You can't say anything. Because you know what? The terrorists, they thought he was crazy.
Right.
And I'm going like, and that's not a bad thing if you're in the White House. With Joe, he's stammering around.
Right.
And he's going like, I don't know. He goes, what about that? Are you aware that they paid an extortion on this? And he goes, no comment. I'd like to not comment on that. Where's the press?
Well, I think that leads credence to the fact that he probably told them not to pay the ransom. This is a major issue. To pay $5 million to get your computer systems restored, if that's the price that they're going to pay, what happens when the next hackers attack another critical part of our infrastructure? Are they going to just pay up? Because it sounds like the government is not going to be there to cover them.
That's exactly right. And it was extortion, and it was paid. And this is it. And please listen. And I know some you're so nice to me when I meet you. And you always say, Joe, thank you for making sense. And I could read all the Facebook posts. And I love you right back. Thank you. Because I'm honored and I'm flattered. And I try to be as objective as I can and respectful as I can. But when I see this and I see what happened and that when they're going to open it up, that there's one oil company that is hacked and then it knocks out all of the southeastern part of the United States of America. Now I'm afraid of my children. Now I'm afraid for my children. You're going to knock out one. They're going to hack one oil company. Can someone please explain to me what that was about? And we're not prepared. And this is the president. And forgive me, it's not an attack. It's an objective overview. He stops the XL pipeline, loses tens of thousands of jobs. Some of those poor folks took their lives because they were so frustrated. More than some of the folks took their lives. He killed jobs. And he killed oil. And he causes this. And then he goes, I better not say anything because they're going to get mad at me. Somebody help me out here, 877-970-2999. Let me just go, if I may, to Dr. Michael Zabosky. Michael is the internist at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. And Dr. Michael, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us,
sir. Thank you very much, Joe. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet you.
Oh, you're very, very kind, sir. Do you run the wound center over there?
I do. For about 1 year now, I've been running the wound center.
I got to tell you, Doc, I went over there on a tour, you know, with your CEO and with Doug and the team. I could not believe the state-of-the-art, tell us about this, hyperbolic chamber. It's because not everybody has that. So you've had it, you go in. What's the process of that, Doc?
The hyperbaric chamber gives increased oxygen into the blood. And the theory is that some wounds just don't get enough blood supply. And this way we hyperoxygenate somebody's blood.
Wow.
And it improves the oxygen in the area that really needs it, that's not getting it. And then that helps wounds heal faster.
Yeah, and I mean, it's early in the morning. You want to get into it, but you see all kinds of wounds, whether from accidents or...
We see the variety of wounds. They're either traumatic wounds. Like I had one girl, a mirror fell off her wall when she slammed a door, and it sliced right through the tendons in her foot.
Wait a minute.
I've had another case where a man's hand got almost cut in two by... a work-related injury, and
yeah.
then we repair that kind of thing. And then the majority of the wounds we get are elderly people, people who are bedridden, and they get sores on their sacral area. And we also have a lot of chronic venous wounds, where wounds just pop up on the back of the leg or in the front of their leg, and they just don't heal for years unless special management's done.
Venous wounds, what is that now? I worry about everything. Everything I hear about here, I'm going to worry about it. I'm about to make light of it, but what's a venous wound?
Well, some people have varicose veins. You've heard of those.
Sure.
A lot of older people get them. But sometimes those varicose veins cause skin changes. The skin becomes dark red, brown, and the quality of the skin goes down, and it opens up into an ulcer.
Wow. Tell us about the bed wounds. That is common. That's very common.
It is really common. It doesn't take much. 30 minutes to an hour, if you're in one position and no one moves you and there's pressure, you can develop an ulcer. It doesn't take much time.
Wow. Wow.
It's amazing that we have as few as we do, actually.
Yeah.
I think we've had a lot of technological advancements. For example, Trinitas has a whole new set of beds that rock the patient. They move them.
That's
and that
great.
moves the pressure to different areas, so that helps prevent these wounds. But inevitably, they happen in people's homes, in nursing homes, occasionally in the hospital. And then those are wounds that sometimes go right to the bone, and we've got to really work hard at fixing those wounds.
Every time I think of wounds, can you stop that if it's initially with the antibiotic or internal antibiotic or intravenous or certain just a salve that you could put on, like a Neosporin or something?
You're kind of like in the Hunger Games, right? You just put the wound on and it gets better, right?
That's what I'm looking for.
We don't have that yet. Who knows, though? There's some stuff on the horizon, but right now it's just hard work. It's good nursing care. It's keeping the wound clean, keeping the patient moved again, kept the pressure off.
Okay.
Plus, what we do is we call debridement. We take surgical instruments and we cut out the dead tissue in the bone.
Yeah.
In the wound. And then that allows it to granulate and generate healing tissue, and that gets it better.
This is great. Fascinating. Oh, my God. How'd you get into this? With wounds and this hyperbaric.
Ever since medical school, I've dealt with a lot of wound management. I did some training in England, and my surgical professors there really, I think, taught me well, and it kind of sparked that interest in me.
Yeah.
And then I've just been carrying it on since then.
Well, you're very kind to join us, Dr. Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. It's a real honor to meet you.
Oh, very
I've
kind.
Loved you since Saturday Night Live. I think you were fantastic.
You were a baby, my brother. And then, and I'm glad I didn't, just be such a bad influence that you decided not to go to medical school. So, me and Eddie could have turned you the other way. So thanks for staying on the right path. Dr. Michael Sabosky.
Thank you, Joe.
Internist at Trinitas Regional Medicals. Thank you for helping so many people, Doc. Yeah, you can put that right down there. So thank you so much. Dr. Michael Sabosky right there. And that is, I'll tell you, I've been over there to the wound center at Trinitas, and it is fascinating to see. I love that you can go into like this hyperbaric kind of, that's like a big tube you can go into.
And you need that.
It's
like Michael
that.
Jackson. Remember when Michael Jackson used to have the oxygen tank?
That's a great idea.
See?
Should I do that?
Yeah, why not? We get Bubbles the Chimp. It'll be great.
Bubbles
Hi, everybody. Oh, I'm going in. Going in for a few minutes. I'll see you in a bit.
What? Is that the way Bubbles talked?
No, that's the way Michael Jackson used to talk.
Oh, I thought it was Bubbles. I wasn't sure. Also sounded a little like Mr. Bill.
A little bit like Mr. Bill.
Oh,
thank
no.
you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Hey. I have a wide range from A to A on my accent, so sorry.
And Larry
It's not really Larry King. Yeah, it's not Larry
King. And Scooby.
King,
don't forget Scooby.
Scooby. Oh, ruh-roh.
Good Scooby, a good Larry King.
Thank you.
So I'm off and running. Looks like I think I'm going to go. We got a break, I know, but I'm going to. And Colonel Jacobs will meet us. Will be with us on the air. I got to go down. I'm going to go see. I think I'll go see Michael. I'll stop by see my mom, of course, and then go see Michael's kid.
How's mom doing?
Great, thank you.
She's
doing
good?
She's the best. Yeah, we're just, if you can get tested, you get tested. And we want everything to get tested that she's feeling right.
Yeah.
She's so strong, and she's so smart. Smart and strong, everybody. And she's doing great by the grace of God,
Yeah.
And I would say her age, but I don't know that she's a
no. mom.
Does she have any single friends?
I said I would wear that as a badge of honor.
Absolutely.
My goodness gracious. The greatest generation now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the love of all of our lives, of all of our children and grandchildren. So she's doing great. Thank you for asking.
him up.
But I'm going to go down and see Mike. He's playing, so I think he's going to play. And then I'm going to go take pictures, and he's going to be in a tuxedo.
Are you collecting the money from his gig? Are you Reuben Kincaid today?
No, but I'm going to be.
Yeah, he needs the check or he ain't playing.
I'm going to be stalking Dad in the back.
Of course you should.
That's going to be kind of like, all right.
Little hat? You can wear
thumbs
a little
up,
hat.
Thumbs up in the back. You're doing great, kid.
Should have a little money bag. Put the envelope right here.
I could do that, baby. Oh, man. It's going to be a wild day, but we're going to do it. And then we're back on the air Monday. And it's been a crazy week. I can't believe it. But we're here at Trinitas Regional Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And, Trinitas is part of the Radio Episcopo family here on AM 970 The Answer. And proud to have them with us. So you could see all the great things. And as a hypochondriac, I'm in my glory learning about everything. I got a psychiatrist, if God forbid. I got a wound. I'm telling you. I know. The stroke it from me. I got everything, Debbie. I got everything. I'm like walking around. Hey, can you help me, Doc? Hi. Oh, God. They're going to be running from me in a minute. Oh, here comes Piscopo asking me a question again. Look out. Hey, Deb, we have Colonel Jack Jacobs, a true American hero. What's going on in Israel? Is Israel going into Gaza? And what is the end result of that? And Colonel Jack Jacobs is a true, he's a Medal of Honor recipient. And he is a valiant warrior who served his country so brilliantly. And he will join us on the radio momentarily. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic for you. It's a Friday, 20 after 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the Southern State eastbound right at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Really busy on the Cross Bronx westbound. Castle Hill Ave getting into the GWB. Looks like some construction here at the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge on that upper level and lower level. Inbound GWB 10. Lincoln's okay. Highland's okay. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Watch for a brake check this morning as you head to 2222 westbound at Gary Road in Union. It's an accident. Also, 287 southbound exit 5 getting into Piscataway. An accident is off on the ramp, and that is causing quite a delay as well. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Van Wyck North, getting up toward Hillside Avenue, southbound slowing down right through Jewel Ave. And traffic busy Bronx River Parkway north at Leawood Drive in Eastchester with a collision. Partly cloudy today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
A new broadcast wholly dedicated to one mission, New York City. Information you need from the experts you trust. Hillary Kramer, Valerie Delia, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Arthur Idala, attorney at law, and PR guru Christine Nicholas, New York's First Lady of Hospitality. Weeknights at 7 p.m. with me, Kevin McCullough, only on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-789-1125. The number for Invite, 800-789-1125. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find our retail locations. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies. Call Invite at 800-789-1125 for Resveratrol Max now.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
We got free stuff. I love it. Swag. Trinitas swag. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Joe on the radio talking about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They've been supporting our nation's heroes and their families since 9/11. To mark 20 years this year, the foundation is giving 120 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Now, to honor America's fallen heroes, the foundation's chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, is walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and on to Ground Zero. His more than 500-mile journey through six states in 42 days begins August 1st and fittingly finishes on 9/11 at Ground Zero. In a moving tribute, the foundation is bringing back Towers of Light to the memorials at the Pentagon and in Shanksville in September. Help America to never forget America's greatest heroes. Please do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, and then T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Jersey Joe on the radio live from Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I love it. I may move here. I got access to everything, and I'm in my glory. Your own personal hypochondriac. We got her on the air on AM 970, The Answer, 925. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a true American hero. He served valiantly in Vietnam, received the Medal of Honor. I am humbled when I talk with him. I am in awe of this great warrior because he put himself on the line for us and his life on the line for us, you know. But he's also one of the most grounded, down-to-earth, humble people I've ever met in my life. Jack, we love having you here and proud to have you on the airways with us, Colonel. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks so much for the kind words, Joe. I appreciate it.
I love you, man. You know that. Jack, tell us about Israel. We're going in Hamas. We got to go. Look at me talking. Explain your thoughts, because I'm seeing Bibi going in. Benjamin Netanyahu's going to go in, and they're going to go into Gaza. Now we have a full-blown-out war over there, Colonel. Yes?
Well, it's entirely possible, but it's not probable. And if it is, it's going to be pretty much one-sided. Don't forget that everything in the Middle East has been, for a long, long time, a battle between Iran and the friends of Iran and the United States and the friends of the United States. So there's that element of it. It's interesting to note that Hamas has thousands and thousands of rockets. Where the heck did they get them from?
Yeah, exactly. So
this is a real problem for security. Now, you can argue that that Israel hasn't done a very good job of making sure that its security is okay by ensuring that there's a fair distribution of the land and all the rest of that stuff. And there's plenty of argument about that on both sides. And it would be worthwhile if something were resolved around that. But it won't be as long as militants in Hamas, and the Hamas wing, continue to make it difficult for Israel. So it's important to make intelligent decisions, internal political decisions.
Yeah,
because that's the only way you're going to forestall any difficulty. But at the moment, you know, it's entirely possible. It's unlikely, but it's entirely possible. There will be others involved in this conflict over time.
Iran, Turkey. Any thoughts?
Well, Iran. Yeah, I mean, you got it. I mean, Iran obviously has a vested interest in what happens. There, since Iran has vowed to destroy Israel and will do everything it can to do that. Although so far, and by the way, that's one of the reasons why Iran has been working really hard to get nuclear weapons. But you're absolutely right about Turkey, who's flexing its muscles.
Hmm.
Don't forget also that in the period of time we were in the Middle East, Syria and Iraq, that Russia was heavily involved in Syria and is a growing force in the Mediterranean. They don't want to have their fleet bottled up in the middle of the Black Sea, and they want a bigger presence, naval presence in the Mediterranean. So they're a problem also.
Colonel, we were talking with KT McFarland yesterday, and KT said something that you alluded to. It's these old dinosaur guys, you know, in Hamas that just want war.
that are just that want annihilation of Israel. This is, and it's not the Palestinian people who we all certainly feel for. You know, if they're going in stressed areas, you know, over there. But these all they want to do is fight. Is there any negotiating with these old warmongers?
Well, if Yasser Arafat were any indicator, the answer is probably no. I remember it was Abba Eban who once said that Yasser Arafat never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Yeah. Everything he did was for self-aggrandizement and the propping up of the old line. Yeah. When he died, he had $3 billion stashed away in a variety of places.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. It's going to be extremely difficult as long as the old guard of the people who use the Palestinian people as a pawn, as long as they're still in business, which is, by the way, one reason why Israel has been targeting the leadership of Hamas. But we'll see. But you're absolutely right about that. It's the old guys who want to hold on to power.
So now with Joe Biden, and I want to get, we're at the Elizabeth, New Jersey, Jack, at Trinitas Regional Medical Center here, and we're talking medicine. You know, me being the hypochondriac I am, Jack, you know that. I'm in my glory. Actually, God forbid I go down. I'm going to be taken care of, God forbid. I don't want to get too political, but really, what is upsetting is that the Biden administration doesn't make a commitment. They don't make a commitment. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, because you know best. You've been in battle. But when you have someone like the previous administration and they're a little scared or they're not sure, you know, that of how he's going to react to the president I'm talking about, how dangerous is it with President Biden just being so soft, so unsure of himself? I mean, doesn't this not embolden Hamas to attack Israel?
Yeah, strong leadership. I mean, I think you're right about that, too. I think the change in administration, plus some weaknesses inside Israel, both of those, change in the American administration, weaknesses inside Israel, plus the underlying problems there, have all resulted in what you see today. But, if you're the leader of the free world, you've got to take a stand, and you've got to be serious about having clear objectives, security objectives for yourself and your allies, and so far we have not seen that from this administration.
Colonel Jack Jacobs, kind enough to join us. You know what really makes me upset, Colonel, I speak to you as a friend, proudly to be your friend, Jack, by the way, is like what happened with the Abraham Accords to me were Nobel Prize worthy. And this is from the Trump administration. Oh, my gosh, you can't say that. You know, Jared Kushner, they put together the Abraham Accords where they were bringing all the Arab nations together. And then that would put pressure on these old dinosaurs, these warmongers in Hamas. It's gone. I mean, is Biden just throwing this out?
Well, it certainly seems as if he's ignoring it. Don't forget all the work that was done to get some of the Emirates, to recognize Israel. At the end of the day, there's an interesting question about that, too, and this is going to require the United States to make it happen. The way this will get fixed is through Egypt, our ally. They were there before. They recognize Israel. They will be there again. But in order to get Egypt to mediate and make sure that this war doesn't expand is for the Biden administration to get serious about using working together with Egypt and the Emirates to put pressure in the Arab world on Hamas. But as long as there's no leadership in Washington, there won't be any fix to this.
Yeah, well said. And Syria, Jack, before we let you go, sir, if we may, Syria, you're it's okay that we just pull out, even though our border is so close to China up there, and China could it's just something that we might want to keep on our side. Does Al-Qaeda take over? Your thoughts on Syria, Jack,
mean Afghanistan? I'm not a fan of bailing out altogether. We're still going to keep some people there. We have electronic capability to keep an eye on things, but that's not quite the same thing as making it easier for the central government in Kabul to seize control of its own country. And right now that's going, we're leaving, and you can see it right now in what's happening on the battlefield in Afghanistan. it's circling the drain even as we speak.
And that was a Freudian slip, Jack. Thank you for watching. You're the best. I appreciate it. No, we work well together. I appreciate it. What happens with Syria? Where do we go with Syria? Do we just let it go? Is Russia in there?
Well, we have decided we're going to let it go. And, of course, Russia loves that because they've got, I think they have two major ports there where they put their Navy in. I don't think we're looking for a confrontation with Russia in the Mediterranean. Our view, and I'm not saying that's a good thing. I think we need to project our power absolutely everywhere, including in the Mediterranean, get more serious about it. Yeah. But yeah, I think we've softened up on the whole idea of letting others in the region, like Russia and Iran, letting them go ahead and expand.
Yeah, that's scary. Jack, thank you. So I love talking to you, man. You watch my back. You are the man. And I can only imagine how you watch the back of your fellow soldiers in war in Vietnam. Nah,
well,
Jack, you're the best.
To see you, Joe.
Yeah, let's do it, man. We're so overdue for dinner at Alfie's. Let's do it, Jack. And I can't wait to see you, my friend. God bless you. Love to everybody at home, Jack. Yes, sir. Colonel Jack Jacob. How great is that? I'm thinking, I wrote down Syria. I'm thinking, Syria, yeah, because I got to talk to Jack about Syria because you don't hear about it. I mentioned it. He goes, oh, you mean Afghanistan? Yes, Colonel, I mean Afghanistan. Great guy. Tough guy.
Oh, the best.
Tough guy.
The best.
I mean, dragged his fellow men to battle with bullets flying, saved lives in Vietnam. I mean, it just and he keeps so grounded. Brooklyn, and he chooses to live in the great state of New Jersey. I'm just saying. Jack Jacobs right there. Hey, Joe on the radio. And how are we doing there? Is Dr. Vipin with us shortly?
We'll go to yes. Dr. Vipin Gard.
Hi, Vipin. Hi, sir. We're going to the next. And Steve from Staten Island. Is that right? Right there. Hi, Steve. How are you? Dedicated listener coming in live. Appreciate you being here, you know, and
Steve and I go way back.
Steve and I go.
What are you
thinking of it? Yeah. News?
Maybe we could do that. More swag. You might just could leave that right over here on the corner for us if you don't mind. Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Sebelius here. Debbie's on the roads. Big Al standing right next to me. He's seated, actually seated. And he has the headline news on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New York's Elise Stefanik, the new chair of the House GOP conference. House Republicans selected Stefanik in a closed-door meeting this morning. She replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney, who was ousted this week over her persistent criticism of former President Trump. The 17-year cicadas have decided to wait another week before coming out of their burrows. The black and red flying insects, known as the Broad X or Broad 10, cicadas have been living underground as nymphs since 2004. Billions of cicadas were expected to finally emerge from the ground in the first week of May, making a high-pitched, continuous buzzing sound from Tennessee to New York. Scientists say the 17-year cicadas are being delayed by a cold snap in the east and midwest. We should expect them in the next few days. And the frozen margarita machine is 50 years old this week. It all started in Dallas. Dallas restaurateur Mariano Martinez says customers at his original location on Greenville Avenue were grumbling about margaritas that weren't cold enough. He says he got the idea for the frozen margarita machine while watching some kids buy a Slurpee in a 7-Eleven. Mariano bought a soft serve ice cream machine, monkeyed with it, and made the first frozen margarita on May 11th, 1971. That original machine is on loan to the Smithsonian in D.C. Speaking of which, a number of the Smithsonian museums are opening today. In sports, Rays beat the Yankees 9-1, and the Knicks over the Spurs 102-98. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on the Bronx River Parkway northbound at Leawood Drive in East Chester. It's an accident blocking a lane 17 construction down through Sloatsburg. They're doing some road work there. Over on 8095 northbound, local lanes getting up toward the GWB. Watch out for a collision there. Inbound George is about 10. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland Tunnel about 5 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Cross Bronx westbound. Castle Hill Ave into the GWB with construction at the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge. A lot of volume on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 120s, and expect delays on the Southern State Parkway heading eastbound by the Meadowbrook with an accident being clear. 109 moving okay through Elizabeth heading out toward Trinitas. And if you're going to be taking a ride over to the Tappan Zee Bridge, no major problems down through Tarrytown. Partly cloudy today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
I want to see.
You're terrible. You're really terrible.
You know,
it was more like this. That's what it sounds like.
We're going to talk to Dr. Vipin Garg is here, and we're going to talk to Dr. Vipin in a second about the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. And the goal is to improve your health by improving your sleep. Al lives like 2 minutes from there, and he went there. And we're going to talk to Dr. Vipin in a second because if you need a good night's sleep, but that's one thing. But it could be dangerous if you're stopping, like, breathing in the middle of the night, which happens more than you think. Now, they conduct sleep studies at the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center for adults and children 12 months of age and up. They also accept most insurance plans, including all Medicaid HMOs. They're accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and licensed by the great state of New Jersey. The Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center is located at Homewood Suites Hotel by Hilton, right there in Cranford. It's right next door to Al.
Great place.
You want to stop by? Al would love to see you.
No. You don't have to stop by my house. Okay. But go get checked. Go get checked because it's important. They do a fantastic job over there. They saved my life.
Yeah, look at that. 908-994-8694. It's 908-994-8694.
Well, folks, you don't have to wait till Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. John Catsimatidis can be heard here every Wednesday evening starting at 5. It's the Catman with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood. Cats at Night, 5 p.m. Wednesdays, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm so excited about this LEAD conference. Listen, can you lock these dates in, June 27th through June 30th? That we will be there broadcasting the 28th and 29th at, you ready for this? The Hard Rock Hotel. It's a four-day conference. It's going to be great. It's the sixth annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. The organization is near and dear to my heart. I've been trying to do that for years because I work with at-risk children, right, for so many years. And then I've always tried to bring law enforcement with the at-risk children so there's not that tension, you know, between the two communities. And you know what? That's exactly what LEAD is doing. Nick DeMora and his team, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, they partner law enforcement agencies with educators, community leaders, families to create programs that deter youth and adults from drug use, drug-related crimes, bullying, and violence. They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Exactly what this country needs. Registration is now open for that four-day conference at the Hard Rock Hotel. We will be there. Please go to leaddrugs.org. It's LEAD, L-E-A-D, drugs, leaddrugs.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Dr. Vipin Garg is with us, director of Trinitas Sleep Center. Dr. Vipin, great to have you here, Dr. Garg. Great to have you here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, it's so funny. Al, to my right, here's Al Gattulo, and he went to the Sleep Disorder Center years ago. How many years ago was that, Albert?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Wow. That's
and he found out he had sleep apnea. How do you know if you have sleep apnea? What? Like, if you're home, and then you wake up, and then what's the glaring signs? Because this could be deadly, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are finding it more and more, you know, as you see the people are just overweight. Many people are obese, you know. And if you see that somebody is snoring at night, I think that could be a good sign to know that the person
really?
May have sleep apnea. You have somebody who's just not getting refreshed sleep. They feel tired.
Yeah.
They just, on the afternoon, they tend to doze. That could be a sign of sleep apnea.
You know, so if you wake up with this, you ready for this? You wake up with like that. You know?
Definitely, that means they just had apnea, and the brain is kind of waking them up. The mother nature is trying to keep them alive. Yes.
So, doesn't everybody do that? Or is that just me? You know, how many times have you seen your parents, your grandparents going there? Where am I?
Definitely. That's the apnea. That. But what happened is that we have a response from the brain, waking them up so that they can start breathing again.
Good grief. Yeah. But so how does it get bad where people really just don't wake themselves up? That can happen.
It can happen as well. Yes. Thank God it's rare.
Yeah.
But if it gets bad and then because we need sleep as well. See, this is the thing. There's a competition in brain. You need sleep.
Please.
You need breathing.
Please. Yeah.
And when the competition it just becomes so bad, then it can happen. It can be so long that the person may not wake up. Yes.
So, what's the biggest misconception about sleep apnea?
I think first some people think snoring is funny. I mean, it is. But at the same time, this can be a sign of like something under serious disorder, I'd like to say. And the other thing, many people think like CPAP is difficult to use.
Yes.
The machine be used to fix it. But we have a new masks and other things. And sometimes it takes a little bit getting used to it, but once you are used to it, it can be very, very helpful. And listen, this stays in your bedroom. This doesn't go out of your bedroom.
Yeah.
So I think if you have anybody or yourself, I think get checked out.
So is it? I see on the commercials, don't worry about wearing the mask. Use this thing up your nose. You see them on commercials. Is there any other way? What's the least invasive device that you could use for sleep apnea?
See, well, there are a couple of things. You can start by losing weight. You can sleep on the side position. So there's some tips.
Don't look at me. See, that's not, I mean, really, I knew you were going to do that.
But those things can take a little bit of time. So in the meantime, as you are.
You notice 10 years later, Doc, I'm still fat, so that didn't work. Didn't take.
Dr. Vivi, a distinguished doctor here. It's 10 o'clock. I think Afghanistan is Syria, and now I'm talking with Al. I want to wait.
Yeah, but he says you can lose weight, and you immediately look at me with this judgmental Italian look.
The 9 o'clock hour is punch time. We apologize. We need sleep, Doc.
Absolutely. We need good sleep, yes.
Oh, I can feel it. I'm running myself ragged. I can feel it. The week traveling off the road, hotel to hotel, and it gets dangerous after a while, huh?
Absolutely. Like, you need not have good sleep. I mean, it can clear your judgment, and we see accidents.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons DOT now mandates for all the commercial drivers to have sleep study before they can drive.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
So they can come in. I got to ask you about the Sleep Disorder Center, which I love that it's at a hotel, which is great, because that's
absolutely
where I live anyway.
It's very comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, so you go in there, and now you said kids 12 years old are having situations like this?
Absolutely. So what happens is the kids may not be overweight, but kids tend to have like large tonsils, and that can impair their breathing when they're sleeping. It kind of blocks the air.
Yeah.
So sometimes if the kid is not doing well in school or kid is also tired, sleepy, sometimes they can be hyperactive, and kids can present a little differently.
Yeah.
So I think that may be indication to check them out.
Well, this is great. I have to tell you, we're talking with Dr. Vipin Garg, director of the Trinitas Sleep Center. And I'm telling you, this is great. And Al, no kidding around, Al says it saved his life, Doc, because he didn't know. And his wife is a nurse, so she saw what was going on.
Doctor, my wife had been bothering me for years to go get tested, and I didn't. And it took – I actually hit a building, wrecked my car because I fell asleep.
Tell him what building it was.
The one that George Washington stayed in Rahway. You ever notice they got a new door there? That was from me.
It was on the
you can thank my insurance for
it. Wasn't just any building. It was a National Registry building.
Right. I hit him big. I don't hit him small. But it took almost a year after that before I went to Cranford to the comprehensive sleep study to get tested. They found out I had stopped breathing 90 times an hour. Since I've used the sleep apnea mask 10 years ago, game changer. Never had an issue again.
I think you're right on the ball. I think that's why I think the bed partners bear some responsibility because the person who has sleep apnea is often sleep and they may not tell what's happening.
Right.
But the people who notice, they should definitely push.
Yeah, he's got a wife. I got my exes going, No, don't give him anything. Let him snore. Let him choke. Gotta put this pillow over your face. No, I'm only kidding. No, Doc. we got. Doc, I tell you, we appreciate that because you are saving lives.
Sure,
and I
thank
know,
you.
And you're taking all these most insurance over there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe I should go over. I'm just curious, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And I want to ask you too, and thank you for your patience and your nice demeanor because we're like whacked this morning. But so if you take a nap, sometimes like yesterday I was driving right and I went, I can feel the end of the day, and after the show I'll try to rest if I can. If there's not, you know, a million other things to do, I'll take a literal 5 minute, just not off for a second, and then it's like a meditation almost. Is that healthy to do or not healthy to do?
I think
you're not smiling. Now I'm worried.
Well, listen, if you're sleepy, it's better to have sleep, you know, and then do something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you need to take naps, it's not a good sign. That tells you may not be sleeping well at night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because all the entertainers took naps. I heard even Frank Sinatra would take a nap. Jackie Gleason, they would take a nap, but not good because they were probably staying up all night anyway,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that could be different reasons. They're not getting enough sleep, but sleep apnea definitely is one of the important ones.
You're saving lives, Doc. Thank you. Thanks for your
patience.
Thank
you for having me.
No, you're Dr. Vipin Garg, again, director of Trinitas Sleep Disorder Center. And you can come over and check it out at trinitasrmc.org. Maybe I'll see you over there, huh?
Absolutely.
You watch people through a glass, or is there somebody staring at you like over you?
Well, we are a little bit more sophisticated than that. we have video feeds and audio because we want to record, we can analyze the signals later, movements in sleep. So there's a whole lot more than just sleep apnea. Yeah. But we take it seriously.
Doctor, if Joe does go over, doctor, please have somebody with a clipboard and a pencil just writing things down, staring at him while he's trying to sleep. Be great.
That's what I said. Okay, does this bother you? You don't show your face. But yet you put the things in your head.
Absolutely.
You?
We look at the brain waves to see like how deep sleep you have. Yeah. You have REM sleep, non-REM sleep,
This is great. Thank you, Dr. Vipin. This is invaluable. And we all identify with that. Thank you, sir. Dr. Vipin Garg right there, director of Trinitas Sleep Center. You know, we joke about it. Al, saved your life, man. I'm telling
Absolutely.
You. And I think, I'm not even sleep. Sleep what? Sleep. I grab it while I can. And then I do 10 minutes and I wake up.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, and you're up and then you got to stay in bed. I think it's morning radio too, you know.
That could have something to do with it. We get up in the middle of the night. But it's definitely something that if you feel like you're not getting enough sleep, you should definitely get tested. I'm trying to get my father-in-law to go get tested because I think he's got it too. And he's, you know, he's at that age and weight where he could probably have it.
Huh?
Yeah, wake up.
Did you say something?
We're almost done. Sorry.
Debbie Duhame is out there, 9:51. Deb, miss anything, Deb? I got everything.
No.
I got a psychiatrist. I got Dr. Yep. Vipin. I got the sleep disorder. I'm ready to go. Come on, here we go.
You're ready.
You know what? Deb, have a great weekend. We're thinking about you. Yeah, praying for you. Loving you, Deb. And
thanks
for staying on the traffic. How are we doing this morning?
Thanks, guys. It's always awesome to be with you. And thanks to everybody for the wonderful condolences this week. Let's see what's happening as we take a ride to the Cross County. The Cross County, as you head westbound, right at North Columbus Ave in Mount Vernon. We're getting reports of an accident over there, Joe. The inbound side of the GWB, it's police department activity on that upper level. So that is causing a delay. Also, the outbound GWB, it's construction going on. So you're seeing a lot of volume on the Cross Bronx West into the George Washington Bridge. Westbound BQE at Metropolitan Avenue. That's a stalled vehicle. He's in the way, so watch out for him. And traffic is also slowing down for you as you head to the Southern State eastbound by the Meadowbrook. It looks like an accident being clear. 109 looks okay getting through Elizabeth, heading out toward Trinitas Regional. And if you're heading to 22 heading eastbound, getting out through the Garden State Parkway, it's ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, during pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later, slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. Food scarcity has become actually a critical need in places like Guatemala and Central and South America and Haiti. These are all places, fortunately, that our friends at Food for the Poor are working in. And we have the ability to rush them very life-saving food for the very moderate price of just $37 per child. $37 will rescue a child for the next 6 months and make sure that he eats multiple times a day, every single day for the next 6 months. Would you help us accomplish just that? $37 a day. Could you help five kids right now for less than $180? You can make that happen. We have joined with Food for the Poor to help feed hungry children in Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and other parts of the Caribbean and Central and South America because they need our help. Would you call right now? 855-919-4673. And because of the great damage that was done to this region of the world, as food that was already largely insecure has become almost impossible to find. 855-919-4673 or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. A warm day with a high of 74. Patchy clouds tonight, though 55 in Midtown, 41 to 46 in the coolest suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. For tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds, there can be an afternoon shower, the high 74. Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine with a shower around mainly later, the high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor before we get out of here. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Well done, as always. Relief Factor. Let me give you the number right off the bat, 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. This is the day you get out of pain. I don't want to hear, I got my back, my pain. And then, you know, you're complaining. Hey, Dad. Hey, Grandpa. Hey, come on. Let's play with the kids. Nah, you go ahead. I'll catch up later. How many times do you say that? How many times you're at an amusement park and you can't keep the pace of your grandchildren or your children, right? I'm telling you, I know that. And you want to stay. And so I'm at the airport, by the grace of God. I never take this for granted. And I'm going out of pace. I put my backpack on, that radio bag that weighs way too much. I'm walking at a pace because I got to go from one terminal completely to the other terminal. And you know what? I was thinking about you because I was thinking, you know what? The shoulder doesn't hurt with the backpack. My back doesn't hurt from the backpack. And I'm walking at a pace with everybody else at the airport. And I think I attribute most of that to, with the grace of God, of course, to Relief Factor, to Pete and Seth Talbot. I'm telling you, you got to try it. You got to try it. You can't be complaining anymore. You got to try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. And the formula is trusted by thousands of people like you and like me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, I got you. Uh-huh. You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You try to sneak by me now, didn't you?
Thank you, Matt. He's doing that for me, baby.
What you promised me.
Back in high school, this was the man. His name was Joe Tex. Ah, beautiful soul music from the 60s. I love it. Absolutely love it. Matt Sambolin, great job at the studio. Thank you, sir. Who's on the phones today? Do we know?
I can't see the phone. You have the phone screen.
No, who was on the phones? Who's manning the phones?
Nick DeMauro.
Nick, tell Nick love to his dad, over at Lead. And thank you, Nick, for doing a great job. Thank you, Matt. Andy. You know what? Thank you, buddy. That's a lot to do, buddy. Thank you so much. And he stayed here. And Al, love you. And Joe, to everybody at Trinitas, we appreciate it. CEO Haran, thank you very much. Vic Richel sends his best. I took a picture of him there on the Hall of Fame at Trinitas. Where'd you get that picture, Joe? I go, I know people at Trinitas. Thanks to you, Vic. Doug, thank you. To everybody. Corietta, thank you. Thank you so much. I got my shoes on for you. I'll wear them again. Frankie Volpe, thanks for putting us together, man. We appreciate it, buddy, And I see the calls. Okay, you know what? I'll grab the calls. How about on Monday? Could you hold till Monday? I'll be right back. I swear to God.
You want him to hold? We're going. Till Monday.
Yeah. Right. Can I do that? You
sure.
Mind doing that? Steve coming in from Staten Island. Thank you, brother. And you know what? Everybody at Trinitas, this is a family here, like I always say on the radio. It's a family. And we feel so comfortable here. And we invite you to, listen, we went through a litany of medical things that hopefully aren't bothering you. But if they are, you know where to go.
Trinitas Regional Medical Center. All right. So listen, I'm gonna go through the weekend. I'm gonna go see Mike. We're gonna do the prom thing. We'll talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best weekend ever? Because you deserve it.